Hi, Chapter 2, Project Scheduling. Remember some of the tips which we discussed in Chapter 1 on how important the project scheduling is. In this chapter, we are going to have a deep dive on some of the areas which you need to keep in mind to keep check on your project scheduling to ensure that the project is going as per its schedule. We're going to speak a lot on some of the scheduling principles. We're going to also talk about some of the best practices, how do you schedule your project, and we are also going to speak about some of the steps for a successful schedule creation. And finally, some of the challenges which we might come across while scheduling, that also we have something which we are going to discuss it here. Project schedule is a timetable, basically the time-bound activity. Remember again the example of your own personal travel. You have a start time of your travel. You do have an end time of a travel. You do have a check-in time of a hotel. You do have a check-out time of your hotel. You do have a flight to depart at a specific time. That's why the time is very important. Everywhere if you see, the time will have an effect on some or other other element. Maybe if time is changed, your resources are changed. Maybe time is changed, your situation is changed. And maybe if time is changed, your cost is also changed. And that's why the scheduling is very important. To have the more specific time, you also need to break down your work. And when you break down your work, remember that if you are onto your business travel to overseas, you know for sure that you have to reach the airport at least 4 hours before. And before, because you want to reach the airport 4 hours before, you have to start a little bit earlier from your house. You are also sure that there is a flight change which you need to do it at one of the airport, and you always have some buffer with you on your hand, and you know for sure that you cannot spend the time beyond a point into any of the duty free shop. Similar to that, on every project work, you have a work breakdown structure, and in this work breakdown structure, you generally again slice and dice your time accordingly. Project timeline with a start date and end date has to be there as a part of your work breakdown structure. Your work needs to be completed to ensure that the project deliverables are met. And I already mentioned about the how it impacts onto your cost and how it impacts to your resources requirement. The project schedule enables or helps the project manager to understand and communicate the right amount of time in which the project is going to be completed. Remember that you are communicating the project end date to your senior leadership. It's a commitment which you are making to your senior leadership. Maybe senior leadership has thought of giving you some other assignment. Maybe you are committing them that by end of May 2023, I will be completing this particular project. Management is aware that you will be free by then. And if you are free by then, they have some other good project for you to handle. That's a commitment which you have given. So you better meet the project timelines accordingly. Project schedule is not a simple process. It's a very minute detailing which you have to keep in mind. You also have to think about uncertainties which you might come across. Again, connect back the example of going to the airport. You may not know that how much traffic you might come across when you're traveling from Navi Mumbai to airport, or maybe you're traveling from Borivali to the airport. There may be a VIP movement, and there may be a roadblock on some of the sections. Have you envisaged it? Do you have the buffer time in hand with you? Right? So all these intricacies generally go when you are scheduling the project. Scheduling will necessarily have a milestones, and milestones will come with the work breakdown which you have prepared. So basically, when you complete the smaller task, maybe the set of smaller tasks, you may club them together, and when you, and you can say that okay, this is what a milestone is completed. And the project schedule, why it is important, because everybody is curious to know how long it is going to take. You cannot keep on churning the ocean. If you have some business transactions which is waiting for this project to get completed, then the business is also curious to know when you are completing the project. Maybe there is something on an automation your business is doing, and they have a high reliance on your project to get completed. Remember, their activities might go on the toss. Your project schedule is generally prepared during your initial stages, where you generally make the rough estimate and then you refine it over a period of time after having the inputs from the multiple people or multiple stakeholders. Your project schedule should also be flexible enough to have a change as and when it is needed. Remember, somebody might have prepared a project schedule in 2021. They were thinking that, okay, within 6 months, I will be completing the project. Nobody has envisaged COVID-19 as a situation. And nobody had imagined that there'll be lockdown countrywide or across the world. There'll be a restriction on the travel, international and domestic both. There'll be restrictions of the resources. There will be restrictions of everything. There'll be the risk of also the infection of the COVID-19. If you have not envisaged all, and I'm sure many organizations have not had not envisaged the pandemic situation, and their project got derailed. Obviously, some of the project got scrapped, got cancelled, because by after 2 years, maybe there was no need of that project. Or maybe the project was not sustainable enough because the cost price or the cost escalation was so high that it was not sustainable. Right? So keeping the schedule in check is very, very important. And obviously, if you're putting so much of hard work into the scheduling, there are several benefits which you gain. The benefits would be you keep the cost in check. That's the first and foremost important benefit which you get if you plan it very well. If you are planning anything very well, maybe if you're planning a local travel also very well, you may not end up spending a little more amount. Now imagine that if you have a flight to catch, and if you are not planning, and if you are missing your flight, probably you have to end up paying more for the booking yourself into another flight. Similar to the IT projects also, it goes in a similar fashion. That if you think that this particular resource, I'm going to freeze it for some time, and if that organization, further organization is going to release that resources after that point, then you might have to end up investing a little more to have another resources, right? Generally, the organizations use some part of a pictorial representation. When I say pictorial representation, it's a chart-based representation which the organizations use to give you an idea that what would be a start date, what would be the end date to keep a project schedule on track. We'll be talking more when we'll be talking about the tools related to the project, but something as a Gantt chart is used specifically for this particular schedule. There are bar graphs, there are some other tools which are used to schedule or to track your project. Appropriate resource scheduling. So when you are scheduling well, you are aware for sure that which resources are required to be what amount of task, and what is his or her capability to deliver that particular task, and when he or she is done with that particular task, what is something else you can give it, or what is the next stage of the task which you're going to give it to someone else. That is a part of the one of the benefit you get from the scheduling. If you know it very well, you can right line, you can plan the other subsequent resources also. If you are scheduling it very well, you are more confident. And when I say you are more confident, you are also more committed to your own organization. Your organization will also have a faith on you that yes, you are a man of person of a word. And because you are a person of the word, you are meeting a timeline, you are meeting the schedule, and hence your communication becomes very seamless. Right? So if it is the right size of scheduling, it helps you in communicating better within the team, outside the team, outside the organization, to the senior leadership, and so on and so forth. It also helps you in monitor the progress continuously in case if you are off course by a week or if you are off course by 2 weeks or a month or whatever it is, you are aware, senior leadership is aware that this is what is going around. What is something that you need a help from? Do you need an escalation to come back on the track? Do you need an additional resources to come back on a track? Do you need to do something else in parallel so that you can reduce the cost or time from somewhere else, right? So that helps you in tracking the progress of the project. And the best part, which is one of my favorite, is the visibility. Everybody or all stakeholders, including the senior leadership, has a visibility that what exactly caused the delay, how it caused the delay, was there a mistake of somebody where some other critical element was missed out, or the person met with an accident and he was not available and we did not have a backup about that person, right? It may be possible. So if you have those schedules in check, it gives you a great amount of visibility. And because you have a great amount of visibility, because you have a checks of the resources, because you have a checks of the time, you can definitely have an outcome as a saving of the budget as well. Okay, so if your project is very well scheduled, it helps you in defining some of the cost control as well. It also reduces some of the conflicts within the team. Because if your client is expecting, or if your supporting partner is expecting that by so and so month you are going to need them, and if you are not done by then, because maybe your scheduling was not done, then probably the partner would release those resources to someone else. And when you need the resources after a month or a two or whatever it is, the partner would might have to resource it back from the equipment or manufacturer, and it might further add delay to your project. Because partner cannot hold the resources beyond a point. Or if they are ready to hold the resources beyond a point, they will probably add a premium, or they'll probably add the penalty to you. Some of the scheduling principles which you should keep in mind, or some of the best practices, I would say, to have an effective scheduling of the project. These principles will help you validating your high-level frameworks which you are preparing. The main objective of these particular principles are just to help your project manager to and your underlying team to clear the expectations. And if you follow these principles, then obviously your scheduling would be sound and more convincing. Now, what could be the scheduling principles? If you see it here onto your slide, you see that compartmentalization, segmentization, right? So if you have a specific team or a set of team who is working on a different assignment or different tracks, can you compartmentalize them, and can they work independently without your intervention? You see, the another one is again interdependency. The interdependency is nothing but it goes hand in hand with your compartmentalization, which means that if there is one person or there is a set of person, can I offload some work which is not affecting anyone else or any other activity, and can they work independently? What time allocation I need to give to the right people, right? So these are some of the core principles of this scheduling. The another important element is effort validation. Now, you need a subject matter expert to validate this. Maybe your partner or maybe some of your team members says that, hey, I think this would take probably 8 hours of work. Maybe if you have an expertise or if you probe them, there may not be a need of 8 hours. You can get the work done within 4 hours or 5 hours. Maybe there is an opportunity to save some cost there. Moving forward on defined responsibility, assigning the ownership. Now that's very important once again, because if you are not defining the responsibilities, if you're not defining the ownership, then you may end up into some of the areas where there is no owner. And if there is no owner, there may not be any work happening there. Moving forward onto the defined outcomes and defined milestones. Remember, the outcomes and milestones are nothing but the side of two two sides of the coin, wherein if you have a very defined outcomes, you know for sure that this is what the page look appearance would be. This these are the number of servers I'm moving onto the cloud. This is what the module of an SAP I'm moving onto the HANA. This is what the database version I'm going from this version to this version. Then your objectives are very, very clear. And your scheduling principle would cover or should cover all those defined objective and hence define the milestones. These are some of the theoretical representation of your project scheduling principles. I have already touched based on the compartmentalization, interdependencies, how the interdependencies of the project work is, how you allocate the time and have the start and completion date for each and every activity, how you are doing the effort validation. Maybe somebody is underestimating, maybe somebody is overestimating, which you need to check and which you need to have an expertise. Define assigned responsibilities, assign the specific team members to do the job, define outcomes and define milestones, which we have just spoken about it, that you should have a very clear outline principle, outline picture, that what is expected and what are the something attributes which would look like at the end of the completion of a milestone or completion of an activity. Compliance with these principles would definitely ensure that you are on check, your schedules are on check, and you are having a very effective project management and you are meeting the project lifecycle as well. Some of the characteristics it will be worth to touch base on, especially when you want to ensure that your schedule is effective. Now, regardless of any scheduling system or any project, number of attributes would be helpful for the good schedule. Is your schedule complete in nature? Is it covering the complete project or it's a part of the project? Your characteristics, one of the important characteristics for your project scheduling is the covering or coverage of the complete project. Remember, there is a or just connect with the example where you have a construction site. You have one partner who is going to build the structure from outside, and you may have another supplier who is going to do the interior work. Now, for the builder or the project manager from a construction company, it is very important that to factor both the element. Remember, for the customer, the building is not complete until the outer structure and the inner structure both are complete. So if the construction company or the project manager from the construction company has not envisaged or not factored the internal work, then your project schedule is not complete. You are missing out on some of the very important element. How much traceability is possible? Are you able to list out, backtrack all the activities which happened into this project execution or planning or delivery or UAT or anything? How much transparency you are expressing during the project? Are you or is there someone who has ability to manipulate some of the timelines? Do they have the legroom to manipulate some of the deliverables? If no, we better have it more transparent. The complete team member should have a absolute visibility that what are the deliverables in my week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, what are the risks I am going to foresee which are documented, what are the communication which I need to keep in mind, and so on and so forth. Transparency is very important. The more you are transparent, the more easy it becomes and the lesser conflicts you may have within the team. Documentation, a very important element. If you don't document, then you are definitely losing out a very important element of any project. I have seen the successful projects, but I have seen the unsuccessful enhancement. And unsuccessful enhancement happens just because there is no documentation. Maybe the predecessor has not prepared the documentation, or the documentation is not available, or the partner did not create a document, or it is lying somewhere else and nobody has a clue about it. So documentation and placement of a documentation, availability of the documentation is also very important. Usability is how much capable, how much flexible my schedule is to navigate, to move around, to accommodate or absorb any of the unforeseen events, right? So that's also something very important element, I would like to say. And the timeliness, schedule accurately would reflect your progress through the status date, completion date, owner date, whatever it is, and it also helps you in bringing you the absolute clarity. Is your schedule covering the futuristic requirement also? Maybe you have some module which is not available from the manufacturer, and you and the manufacturer is going to release the patch by 6 months. Is your project schedule covering those futuristic dates or futuristic elements or futuristic risk, right? These are some of the some more element of your successful or characteristics of your scheduling. Resourcing and monitoring, again a very few one of the important element is your schedule generally should align with your resource requirement. Have you factored the vacations? Have you factored the emergencies? Have you factored any other personal issues of the resources, right? So these are the some of the very, very important element which you should keep in mind. And monitoring also helps you in keeping the project on the course. Control and implementable. Your schedule will be of no help or no use if it is not controllable. If you are not mandating your schedule to be governed, and if you are not implementing, or your schedule is so very aggressive that it is not implementable at all, then it's of no use, right? So it has to be achievable, it has to be controllable. Some of the best practices before we leave this particular chapter is you have the minute most details captured as a part of your work breakdown structure. Technically, it is very important that you sequence all the activities and you don't stagger all the activities. Take an example of your own kitchen renovation. Imagine that you want to do some complete overhaul or maybe the renovation of your kitchen. You have a set of activities which you do it in sequence, right? You probably call up the partner like Live Space of the World, or maybe D-Decor of the World, or maybe some of the partner of the world. And then you kind of try and take an estimate. Then you try and award the contract to them. Then you try and select your tiles. Then you try and select your accessories, blah, blah, blah. In a nutshell, the sequencing plays a very important role. Imagine that if you are procuring the tiles before you are procuring the cement, then again, it's not a logical sequence which you're following, right? Imagine that you are moving onto the cloud first and then you are developing the module. Maybe not a right sequence which you are following, right? The sequencing helps logical sequencing always helps in scheduling it better. When you are scheduling it, some of the best practices you also should keep in mind that some of the availability, some of the funding, maybe some of the resources you are contracting from an external organization. Maybe the external organization is having their own leave schedule or leave calendar. Have you kept in check, or have you informed the partner that you will have to follow our leave calendar, right? Duration of an activity would also play a very important role along with the milestones, because if the milestones are not very clear, if the duration is not very clear, then you are definitely going to miss your project deadlines. And the baseline schedule would be of help when you are accomplishing your scope and your deliverables within the time, within the budget, within the resources you have in hand. So some of the best practices would also include your traceability, which we have spoken about a slide before. Your schedules should be very simple, because if it is really, really complicated, if you have not envisaged the weekends, probably, or maybe the holidays of some countries. Maybe you have scheduled the steering committee meet on every Monday. But imagine the first Monday is, say the first Monday of May happens to be a Labor Day, which is celebrated internationally, and probably nobody is available. So your steering committee would happen only after 2 weeks, then it could be a problem, right? So have you envisaged those international holidays in your schedule, right? And your schedule should also be flexible enough. Maybe there is an unrest, or maybe there is a poll which is like, you know, coming up onto your state, and maybe some of the people are not going to be available, or maybe there is some office shifting activity scheduled, or maybe people are scheduled to travel on a conference or whatever it may be. Your project schedule should be flexible enough to meet all those timelines, meet the availability of the resources to have it successful. Some more element, use some of the standards and simple project templates. Don't make it over complicated. Don't make too much of the graphics. Don't make too much of jargons. Make it very easy. Train the people how to operate those schedule, how to navigate the spreadsheets if you are making on the spreadsheet, or help them understand how do you prepare, or how do you make the forms, how do you identify the critical path, how do you identify the risk, how do you identify or how do you prioritize the risk, how do you communicate the risk, and how you bring in the confidence by probably crashing some of the activity which may not be relevant, right? So in the nutshell, your project schedule is something which helps in significant success of your project. Some of the factors which you should also keep in mind, especially when you are defining the project schedules, and indirectly or directly they would influence your schedule. Priority. Maybe some other function's project is of more priority than yours. Now, the priority is not because of probably the designation he or she holds. The priority could be the business demand, right? That might have some influence onto your project. Be mindful and feel free to discuss with all your portfolio leads to understand their project. Because remember, everybody would have some of the constraints of time, some of the constraints of the budget. Your project complexity would also play a very major role. Imagine that you are thinking of building the security controls. Now, that security controls are going to touch base onto your end user, because the end users are maybe not very comfortable to have so many controls, and there is maybe a financial year end which is scheduled, and the finance users and the other users wants to work without any issues. Now imagine that if it is too much of a complicated, probably your senior leadership would tell you that maybe if there's a legroom to move around your some of the activities, it will be of help. So it has an influence onto your scheduling. Depending on the project size, depending on the human resource availability, and depending on the other resources externally or internally, your project schedule might go for a change. And obviously, if you have an aggressive deadlines, if you have some of the dependency on the task, maybe there are some of the activities which are pending from the previous task and you cannot start before those activities are completed. I gave you an example of a bullet train wherein the land acquisition was not completed in one segment, but the project was so very flexible that the other state government completed their part of it, and by the time the other state acquired the land, they started finishing the resuming of the uncompleted work, right? A pretty much flexibility on such a large project as well, right? And sometimes it also very important that if your project is of longer duration, maybe you want to have the complete roadmap of your IT landscape, or maybe the digital landscape. Maybe it's an ambition of 3 to 4 years, and it's a very longer project, and it might have an impact on your schedule, because there are high chances that the business priorities might change. There's something other important things which would come up, and from 3 to 4 years, it might go up to 4 to 5 years as well. Some other factors on the performance constraints, re-engineering factors, technology constraints, maybe the technology itself is upgraded, technology itself is not available, partner is not supporting the technology, maybe partner has their own technology roadmap, etc., etc., etc. Right? So all these factors do affect your project schedule.